To all his faithful souls, God promises a glorious victory over the powers of the world and of hell. God's activity in the world is hidden under an apparent weakness to increase the merits of souls who remain faithful to it. In spite of this, its triumph is certain. Since the world began, its history is nothing but the account of the campaign waged by the powers of the world and the princes of hell against the humble souls who love God. It is a conflict in which all the odds seem to favor pride, yet humility always wins. The image of this world is shown to us as a statue of gold, silver, bronze, iron, and earthenware. This mystery of evil, which Nebuchadnezzar saw in a dream, is nothing but a jumble of all the physical and spiritual activities of the children of darkness, together with the beast coming out of the abyss to war against the interior and spiritual life of man. It is a war that has been going on since time began, and everything that happens in the contemporary world is the continuation of this war. Monster follows monster, and the abyss engulfs them and spews them forth again amidst incessant clouds of smoke. The war which broke out in heaven between Saint Michael and Lucifer is still being fought. The heart of this proud and jealous angel is a bottomless pit from which all wickedness comes. He began civil war between the angels of heaven, and since the creation of the world, his sole aim has been to enroll regiments of scoundrels, wicked men, to fill the ranks of those he has swallowed up. Lucifer is the chief of those who defy God. This mystery of evil turns upside down the good order of God, replacing it with the order, or rather, the disorder of the devil. This disorder is a curious thing, because though superficially attractive, it hides evils which are incurable and infinite. Every wicked man since Cain, up to those who now consume the world, have outwardly appeared to be great and powerful princes. They have astonished the world and men who have bowed down before them. But the face they present to the world is false, for they are beasts who have filed out from the pit to overthrow the order of God. But this order, another mystery, has never failed to produce great and powerful men who have slain these monsters, and as new ones are vomited forth from hell, heaven has created new heroes to destroy them. All ancient history, both sacred and profane, is only the record of this conflict. The order established by God has always conquered, and those who have fought with him enjoy eternal happiness. Deserters from his ranks receive eternal death as their reward. The wicked man is always certain that he is invincible. But, O God, how can we withstand you? If one solitary soul has all the powers of hell and the world against it, it need fear nothing if it has abandoned itself to the order of God. This monstrous image of wickedness and power, with its head of gold and its body of silver, bronze and iron, is only a phantom of glittering dust. A tiny pebble shatters it, and the winds sweep it away. How wonderfully has the Holy Ghost moved through all the centuries of created time! So many revolutions and uprisings, so many great and good men moving like the stars above us, so many wonderful happenings. Yet it is all like Nebuchadnezzar's dream, forgotten when he awakens, no matter how terrible the impressions it made. All these monsters come into the world only to stimulate the courage of the children of God, and when they have finished their training, God allows them to slay the monster. Heaven receives the victors, and hell engulfs the vanquished. A new monster appears, and God summons fresh warriors into the arena. Our life here is a spectacle which makes heaven rejoice, rears up saints, and confounds hell. And so all that opposes the rule of God only succeeds in making it more worthy of being adorned. All the enemies of justice become its slaves, and God builds the heavenly Jerusalem with the fragments of Babylon, the destroyed.